You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is Carl Brodersen. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming back. Carl, you're here today as a representative of the Alaska Commercial Fishermen's Memorial.
Yes.
Can you remind our listeners what that is?
It is a memorial wall down near the Taku Smokers and the Twisted Fish that it serves as a remembrance for anyone that was a fisherman in the commercial fishing industry. And in particular, it is the only gravesite for some people who were lost at sea.
That's right. And there's a list of names.
Yes, it is. It's a wall with a list of names. We have 226 at the moment and room for quite a few more. And it's one of those typical situations where it's nice to have more names on there, but we actually never want to see more names
right.
on there. But even that itself is a point that I should make early on, that it's not all doom and gloom in the sense that there are people on there who lived long, full, very happy lives, and it is a remembrance for them as well. So and it is sort of inherently, you know, a memorial funeral-like place, but at the same time, there's room to be happy as well. It's not all for grieving, but it does serve as an excellent tool for people who are going through the process right now.
Is it? Do you get your name on the list if you're lost while out on the water?
If you were a commercial fisher person at any time in your life, and so for some people that's an incredibly long career. For other people, they only went once, but they participated in the industry. Yeah, and so you don't have to die at sea, as it were, but it just serves to remind us all of everyone who participated in the industry because it's an important one.
And when does the fishing season kick off officially?
It depends on which type of fish you're going after and which fishery you're in. So it's essentially all year long. But most of the fishing happens in summer, which is why our event is the first Saturday in May, because an awful lot of the people will still be in town and being just ready to go. Mm-hmm. We can't do it any later in the season, or a lot of the people that would want to participate would be out at sea.
Yes, that's right. And how are you a part of it?
We like to say I have names on the wall. A lot of the people on the board do, and so I like to be able to look after them. But fishing has been a part of my family for many, many generations, and it is sort of a natural fit, something that I want to help take care of. And it really does help people who are going through the grieving process to have this wall and this ceremony available to them. And I like to be able to contribute to the healing process that people go through if I can.
The ceremony is the annual blessing of the fleet and the reading of the names.
Yes.
And it takes place on May 4th, Saturday, 10 o'clock a.m., right before the Maritime Festival mm-hmm. begins. So a little bit of solemnity before the big party starts.
It's good to have a party after some solemnity, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. This is an annual tradition. Do you know how many years it's been happening?
This is the 29th time that we've done it. Yeah, so we'll have to do something big for next year.
And how many years have you been a part of it?
And long enough that I don't know the answer to that, which usually means 6 to 8.
6 to 8. And I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, but last year you read the names.
Yeah, I've been reading for the last couple of years. There's some very obscure Scandinavian names on there and also just, you know, plain difficult English pronunciations. And so I put a lot of effort into practicing and making sure I've got everything spelled out phonetically, but also getting through it in a timely fashion. I mean, if you've got a long list like that, even though it is a very solemn event, you can lose people's attention, honestly, if it takes mm-hmm. too long. So you have to do it in a proper cadence that is both respectful of everyone's time and the people who are being read.
And you said there's 226 on there right
226,
now?
226, yep. And we're going to add 5 more this year.
Oh, I was wondering about that. Do you know anything about the 5 names you're adding?
It's a mixture of people. Some of them, as they lived quite long lives, and others were people that definitely died too soon and recently. And, you know, sometimes it's, you know, a family realizes this is an opportunity that exists, and so they're, you know, adding, you know, great-grandma or great-grandpa who, you know, passed away decades ago, and sometimes it's somebody who died very recently.
Mm. Will you be reading the names again this year?
Yep. I'm very happy to do it for us.
You said you have some names of your own on the wall. What does it mean for you to be a part of this on a personal level?
It's nice to have a ceremonial reason to remember people in particular. So both of my parents are on there, and my grandparents and my uncle and a bunch of family friends. And so it's nice to be able to read their names out to everybody else as well. But, you know, it's an event for all of us, and so I think go through them like everybody else. But it's, you know, grief is a process. It's something that you have to go through, and it takes a long time, and ceremonies like this can really help with it. And so I'm very happy to be able to contribute a little of that to people.
And it will take place at the memorial?
Yep.
And will there be room for a lot of people? They kind of stand around the outside?
Yes, there's lots of room to stand in the memorial, around behind it. I think we've finally got our PA system dialed in. I've got four great big speakers wired up. They're just blasting it in all different directions, and One year, enough equipment broke that we only had two, and they were standing next to me in front of the parabolic reflecting wall. And lo and behold, none of the sound got past the wall because it was reflected
right
back.
It came right back to you.
Yes, it did. So we finally got it sorted out, I think. And so people can hear very well what's going on, I hope. It's not going to be too windy, maybe a little drizzly. And we also broadcast it on Channel 10 for the skippers that want to participate in the blessing of the fleet part.
That's great. I didn't know that. Yeah. But it is interesting that you mentioned the parabolic wall. If you stand in one certain spot, you can hear yourself echoed back. I don't know how many people know that, but I've done it when I pass by.
Yeah, it echoes very nicely. There's a seal in the floor of the memorial, which is the focal point for the wall. And there's a ship depicted in it, and it's the fishing vessel Echo.
Wow, yeah. I didn't know that either.
Yep, it's faded an awful lot. It's honestly kind of hard to see anymore.
But. Oh, that's so interesting. I will definitely check that out next time I walk by. Remind us again when and where we can be a part of the blessing of the fleet and the reading of the names.
Yeah, it's this Saturday at the Memorial Wall, which is between Taku Smokeries and the tram. It's at 10 a.m. We do a pretty good job of keeping it under an hour or sometimes even to 45 minutes, which is great because it's an outdoor event.
Mm-hmm.
I should mention that our special speaker this year is Mayor Beth Weldon. We're very grateful for her to come and give us some time. And the Juno Pipe Band is always a part of this as well. And I say, if you ever want to feel like you're doing something important, say something solemnly underscored by bagpipes. And by golly.
It really gives it that effect.
It does, yeah. And I'm tremendously grateful to everyone who participates, and I'd say in particular the band, because sometimes they're out there in full regalia and just driving rain. And I don't know what it takes to dry out bagpipes, but I can't imagine it's easy.
No, I can't imagine it is either. Your organization has a website as well. I just wanted to mention that. Mm-hmm. You can find out a lot of information about the Alaska Commercial Fishermen's Memorial there, akcfmemorial.org.
Yes.
So that's a good place to go if you have any questions. And I did wonder, when does the next engraving take place?
Usually in June, which sometimes means July. And the reason for that is that the weather simply isn't always good enough in May. And so the engraver, who is Seattle-based and has to barge all their equipment up here, wants to know that they have a pretty good shot of being able to do it because it's a complicated sandblasting process that they have to go through. And so unfortunately, all of this year's names get engraved after the ceremony. And so that means that we welcome them this year and then, you know, officially re-welcome them next year once they're engraved. So everybody gets mentioned twice, 2 years in a row once they're added, and then their name is read forever afterwards.
That's wonderful. And is it granite that they're engraving?
It is. It's granite. It's from Vermont originally. It's beautiful gray material. Mm-hmm. And when they go and sandblast it out, they use micro garnets. And so if you go and look at the area afterwards, they clean up pretty well. But the little fissures between all of the blocks in the floor always have tiny little bits of shiny kind of reddish garnet colored speckles.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it really is.
Beautiful debris.
Yeah, beautiful debris.
Well, Carl, thanks so much for being here and coming every year and telling us about this event and reminding us the significance of the memorial wall. I, for one, really appreciate it, and I actually learned some new things about it this year. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Just that it's a lovely event. Thank you very much for having me, and we are also on May the 4th, and so if you have any Star Wars questions you want to ask, I'd be happy to accommodate, but if not, that's quite all right.
Well, you know, I wrote those first three in advance. How did you do on that quiz? Were you listening?
Three for three, and I got the bonus question for knowing it was the Redwoods without being prompted.
Oh, so. Very good. Very good. Well,
important
well
things here.
Very important things. Quizzes are fun. Maybe I'll do more of them in the future.
Please do. It was lovely.
Thanks so much for being here, Carl.
Thank you.